It's Wyclef Jean. This one's called Two Wrongs Don't Make a Right. 42 minutes after 9 o'clock, we chat to Trevor Mohlala, the co-founder of Moclay app. Is it Moclay? Moclays. I said it properly. Now, welcome to the show, first of all. Thank you for coming in studio. Tell us about Moclays, actually, before we get into the deeper side of things. Where does that name come from?
Okay, first of all, good morning to you and your listeners. I'm happy to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Moclays actually is because I'm a student of nature.
So oh, nice.
Is one of the words that I found during the process of learning.
Oh,
that
nice.
That defines a point where in life you can deal with beautiful things and difficult things, challenges, and as well as the rewards for the challenges.
Got you. Now, Moclays is described as a safe haven for healing. What inspired you and your team to create this platform?
As you can see, the platform is mostly personalized, I would say. What I mean is when you are going to use the platform, you're going to confront yourself.
Yeah.
So it is a way to contribute in the current situation that we find ourselves in. I think everybody would agree that we are affected by the situation of gender-based violence, child abuse, and so forth.
True.
So survivors may need to hear, actually need to hear. And we believe that if you can have an outlet where you can engage yourself slowly but surely and privately without anyone having to judge in anything, then it can give you the opportunity at the end of the day that you recognize the where you what the problem is and maybe try to overcome it.
So is this like a ChatGPT?
Not really.
No?
No.
Okay.
Even though we have taken advantage of the fourth industrial revolution because of your AI situation.
True.
So that you can be able to interact with the situation. But it's based as a social media platform.
Well, how does...
Because at the end of the day, when you feel better, when you feel that I have come this far, then you can share with other people your journey.
How does the app then ensure emotional safety for survivors who want to share their experiences?
Actually, you do not show anyone your interactions.
This okay.
Yes, you do not show anyone your interactions until you want to.
Uh-huh.
For example, let me tell you, you have a feature in the app where you can take a self-assessment. There's different type of self-assessment.
Nice.
So let's say, for example, you want to find out for yourself if you are ready to get into a relationship.
Yeah.
Maybe because of where you come from, you know.
Yeah.
Then if you're going to be honest enough, it is designed in a manner that it will reflect to you that you're not ready.
This is what I need. This is the app that I need, yeah.
And thereafter, it is up to you whether you share your results with the community in the app or you keep it to yourself.
Uh-huh.
It is optional. So most of the functionalities are optional for you to share. I'll show you. We have categorized them. There's those that are public.
Mm-hmm.
So when you've done something, you can put it in public. And then there's a category where it is just the private.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go a little bit deeper into the app. You can journal there intentionally.
Oh.
Yes.
I like
and
that.
Also you can go to a point where the journaling is prompted.
Yeah.
Yes. So there's two functions. The prompted journaling, for example, maybe you want to talk about trauma processing, for example. Then you'll find that the app asks you questions, maybe from childhood level. And then you can now express yourself. It's for yourself.
Uh-huh.
Because sometimes you need to write a letter that you will never send.
Yeah.
So this is all about that. Then you can express yourself and keep it or delete it. But you know inside yourself.
It's up to you.
Yes.
You're taking everything
and
out.
If you feel like, wow, I really want to share this with people because maybe even your writing is beautiful.
Yeah.
You can therefore share.
I love this. Not beyond the storytelling that we're talking about now, Moclays also offers progress tracking.
Yes.
And access to professionals.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Tell us a bit more about how these features support people in their healing journey especially.
Okay. You will notice that we do have a disclaimer when you come into the app that we are not like maybe social workers or psychologists. Actually, we are not professionals in dealing with people. We just created an app.
Okay.
However, when you find that you need now professional help, we even have numbers, we have everything here.
Okay.
But this is what we are also trying to achieve. We are trying to get professionals to work with us as well.
How's that going?
I understand they are. We are still in the early stages.
Yeah,
I understand they are regulated, but then there's a function here. I just want to show you that talks about support partners. This is where we are hoping that, for example, Rise FM, maybe you're taking a stand like now. You're supporting us.
Mm-hmm.
So you would say we would list you there, and then maybe you have an in-house psychologist.
Got you.
Then that psychologist would follow their professional route to then help certain people. You understand?
Nice.
So we're just saying to people, it is important that we take the first initiative toward healing.
Where do we see this app going?
Okay. For now, also there are technical issues. I want to answer you, but I want to come nicely. For now, we only can access the app via the web-based URL, moclays.org. But by tomorrow, today is a Monday.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
By the end of the day tomorrow, we'll be on Play Store.
Nice.
And we'll be on iStore, right? Yeah, so that's what we are working towards. But already we've put the date because we know we are winning.
Trevor, thank you very much for coming onto the show. Really, I think this app is, like you said a bit earlier on, it's an app that we need, especially for young people with the many socioeconomic issues that we have right now in the country.
Yes.
And people just trying to navigate their lives. We need apps like this. So, one, thank you for creating it, you and your co-partner and the team that you have. I think you guys are doing absolutely stunning. You said it's moclays.org, but tomorrow it will be available on Play Store and App Store.
Yes.
All right. Thank you for coming onto the show. We wish you all the best. I need to see this app, but thank you for coming.
Thank you very much, and thank you to your listeners.